Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mary Hollis, the next chapter, Widow's Ministry. I hope that everyone is doing fine tonight. Seems like I have a full house tonight, and I thank you for calling in tonight. And we are going to have, we hope that we have a message for you tonight regarding how I treat myself with gentleness and God's love. This month, this is February the 1st, and this is Love Month. And I have someone to speak with me tonight, Miss Mandy Walker. And she's going to be helping me talk to you about how to treat myself with gentleness and God's love. Let me just go back and say that the next chapter, Widow Ministry, is a ministry in embracing widows. Our scripture reads 1 Timothy 5:3. Honor widows that are widows indeed. We are special in God's sight, and God loves us so. Just knowing that this month of February, the love of God will be there always with us because we are considered very special to Him. And I will like to begin with reading from my daily word. I treat myself with gentleness. And we all should treat ourselves with gentleness. Just like a newborn baby needs gentleness and tender care, a soft hug, a smoothing touch, a cozy blanket, a crying baby comes as his mother takes care of her and takes care of all of his needs. As a child of God, we should treat ourselves gently and tenderly. If we feel overwhelmed or anxious, we should see ourselves as a tiny newborn baby, as an innocent child, and gently ask, what do we need? Well, perhaps as we need a short break, something to eat or to snack on. We may need a walk in the park where we can stretch our legs, a conversation with a friend, a few moments in the silence where we can just meditate and feel that God's gentleness present unfolding in us. Taking time to be gentle with ourselves show that you value yourself. I am a precious child of God, worthy of God's love and care. And I'm going to read the scripture that relates to this. Take my yoke unto you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. Matthew 11, chapter, the 29th verses. Just knowing that you are a precious child of God, worthy of God's care. But God expects us to take care of ourselves, treat ourselves with a gentle care. Now, what do we normally need to do that? These are some of the things that I think that we should do and God expects of us. He wants us to instill God's love in us. Meditate on his word by taking time reading in his word daily. Eat healthy, and that means good food. Not French fries and hamburgers every other day. Chips, candy, ice cream. I'm sure we all enjoy those things when we eat them, but they're not good food to us all the time. These are not healthy food. We should try eating more fruits and vegetables. Water. Drinking more water each day. If you can, try 8 glasses. I know it's very difficult for us to do that, but try drinking. If you can't drink 8, just increase another glass each and every day. If you drink 1, try drinking 2 tomorrow. Try drinking 3 the next day. Those are ways that we can treat ourselves with gentleness. Sleep. Most of us don't get 8 hours sleep a day. I'm guilty of that myself. But what I try to do when I don't get enough sleep today, I try to make up tomorrow, getting 6 to 8 hours of sleep a day. God wants us to treat ourselves with gentleness. Make a habit to try to get in an extra hour each day. Hobbies. Lately, I've found another hobby. clipping coupons in my living room right now. Not in my living room, my kitchen, my sunroom. I have coupons all over the table because it has become a hobby for me. Pick your hobby. Find you something that you can treat yourself with gentleness. Occupying your wasted time with something more meaningful. Well, I get a joy of saving money with coupons. If I have to go into the store and spend the full price on something every day, I get angry. But I find joy in my new hobby, clipping coupons. Love yourself. If you don't love yourself, you know that expression that they say, if you don't love yourself, nobody else will? And what I mean by really loving yourself, taking time and taking care of yourself, getting into an exercise program, if we maybe have a little bit of extra weight on our ribs, yeah, we enjoy eating different things that makes us feel like we are taking care of ourselves, but sometimes when it adds extra waistline, we are not taking care of ourselves. So take care of yourself by going and starting walking every day. Also, taking care of yourself, making sure your hair looks good, your nails look good, that you're dressing good. I know each one of us out there have lost our spouse, and we are there all alone. So we think that, hey, why should I get dressed? Why should I look this way? Because there's no one here to compliment me or look at me. So I change those habits to not fixing up myself. You know, each and every day, I cannot stand after I get my nails done at least twice a month, and I get my hair done. Well, I've cut back on my hair because I can wash it myself, but I get a touch-up once every 5 weeks. But I make sure I get some color. I don't let that gray show anymore. I let some squeaks show through my hair because I am taking care of myself. I'm treating myself with gentleness, with God's love. God wants us to look good. He wants that light. He wants us to show our light, not just in his word, but we have to represent him. We have to look like he's given us something. We have to look healthy. If we don't look healthy, we're not showing the light that God wants us to show. So treat ourselves with gentleness. This month of February, it's a love month. Just because you don't have a spouse, that doesn't mean that you should mope. It doesn't mean you should cry every minute of the day because you don't have someone to love you or say, I love you. Treat yourself with gentleness. God doesn't want us to look like that. Take care of ourselves. Think about it. Think about these different ways that I have said what we need to do. Treat ourselves with gentleness. In spite of my husband has been gone for 19 years, almost 20, this coming June. I have never looked less. I have never allowed myself to look worse. I feel that if he's looking down from heaven, he see Mary looking just as good as when we first met. I continue to look my best. I keep my weight down. I try to dress good, keep those nails looking good, and that hair looking good because I want to treat myself with gentleness and God's love, letting people see the love that God has given me. So I am going to let Miss Mandy Walker, she will be coming on in a few minutes. She is going to talk to you about God's temple, how God feels in his temple. And she's going to explain what is the temple and how God, in a biblical way, want us to take care of our temple. Miss Mandy, are you on the air? Miss Mandy? Okay, let me get you there. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Miss Mann, I want you to share with them tonight, in the biblical sense, how do we need to take care of our temples?
Amen. Okay, Mary, I am speaking tonight on the holy temple of God. Our temple is to glorify God. Now, back in the biblical days, the temple was a building made by man's hand, and people gathered to worship God. The temple we are talking about tonight, as stated in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, and I will be reading from the Odyssey Bible, and it states, "You should know that your body is a temple for the Holy Spirit. Now the Holy Spirit is in you. You have received the Holy Spirit from God. You do not own yourself. You are bought by God for a price. So honor God with your bodies. This temple was not made by hand, but by God. And we can honor God with our bodies by keeping it physically fit with a proper diet. But our spiritual body diet is the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2:5 tells us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, taking charge of your physical needs and your spiritual needs. Let's work out what is within. We're going to rightly divide the word of God. And we're just going to just do what the Lord tells us to do. In other words, don't put anything in your body that you know that's going to mess up God's temple, because God does not dwell in an unclean temple. He wants us to love one another. He wants us to be happy and make people happy and be graceful. He said to love one another as he has loved us. God is a good God. And, you know, in today's hectic world, it is so important to take care of ourselves. Be friendly. Be loving. Let your light shine so that others may see God in you, because that Holy Spirit is going to take you to heights unknown. God is so good. He's a wonderful God. And he wants us to cherish him, to honor him, to obey him. Don't be selfish with your love. Be as God has ordered us to be. Do his commandments. Love one another. God is the only one that can get us to where we need to be. So we have to treat ourselves good and treat others good, taking charge of our physical needs. It is so important. And Mary, a healthy lifestyle includes regular exercise consisting of maybe about 30 minutes a day of exercising to keep yourself physically fit. So we have to keep ourselves physically fit, and with the Holy Spirit guiding us, listen to that Holy Spirit, because it is not going to take you wrong. And keep that temple of the Holy Spirit clean. Keep it so God can use us, because he has already paid the price for it. It doesn't belong to us, so we have to take care of this temple of ours. In order to do that, We have to be obedient to God's word. Watch what we put into our body. And you know, Mary, some of the things we can put into our body to help it get stronger is put more love in that temper. Put more patience in that temper. Put more kindness in that temper. And show that love. Let your light shine so that others will be know that this is a temple of God. God is the one. And we love him, we honor him, and we obey him. So we're going to work for God. Let's keep this temple clean so he can come in there and work for us. Because what's on the inside it shows on the outside. What's in the heart is going to come out of the heart. Let love show, let love abound. And he told us in his word, the Holy Spirit, when we study to show ourselves approved, the Holy Spirit will bring those things back to our memory. So we put something in during the studying of his word. When we get ready to speak for God or to show his beautiful temple in us, if we even forget, the Holy Spirit will bring that back to our memory. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, Miss Mandy. And I just want you to know. Yes.
Always abiding in the truth.
Yes. And Miss Mandy, if everyone that have met you and know you, you show that you are treating yourself with gentleness and God's love.
Great.
Take care of his temple. You display that to keep yourself, whenever I see you, whether you look casual or dressed up.
You look like
you have $1 million. Yes,
and
you do.
You do the same here. Yes.
Yes.
Lord Jesus,
right.
God use you.
Exactly. And that's how you let your face so shine that God is doing, that God is living within you, that you're not letting yourself down. You know, you're still dressing up. You're still, you don't have to get dressed up every day. But even when you're casual, you're nice and neat. And you know that, hey, your light shines. I really shine.
Oh, yes. And
yes.
You know you let your light shine, Mary. You let your light shine to so many of us. And we just thank God for you, Mary. And thank God how you are letting your light shine to bring us so we can let our light shine and help others to let their light shine by letting them see the light of God in our lives. We thank God for you.
Well, thank you so much, Miss Mandy, and thank you so much for explaining to them the biblical part of taking care of your temple. But I wanted to also, you know, express that we have to instill God's love and meditate on his word. And that one way is to meditate on his word and inhale some of that word in us, and also to be obedient and do his will. I mean, all of that is treating yourself with kindness, because when you instill the love of God in your heart, you let your light so shine. And that's where you keep taking care of yourself with gentleness. And we want you to continue, because you know one thing? God loves us, and he wants us to shine for him.
Yes.
I know that at times that we are going through different things that that makes us feel less than what we are, unappreciative, unloved. But just knowing that don't worry about man's love. Think about God's love. Because his love would always be there. He will never leave us or forsake us.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that, just concentrate on this month, that this month is full of love, God's love. I mean, even though that we don't have that spouse to love us in the way that he used to, I mean, God has stepped in, and he's taken over, and he's showing us that he loves us. There's not a minute in the day that he's not thinking about widows. Honor widows that are widows indeed. That's what he said.
Yes.
He wants to take care of us. He wants to let us know that even though that we don't have that other partner by our side, that he'll love us and enjoy. He will never leave us. His love shines more than even our husband did. You know, I miss my husband. But at the same time, God has shown me that he has replaced and he stepped in and taken care and showed me that love that we need to get us from one day at a time.
Say that. Oh,
yes.
He's an awful good God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, he
and
is.
If anybody haven't tried him, they should try Jesus, because he is all right with me. And when we
try
focus on Jesus, we don't need nobody else. Try it for yourself.
Right.
Ooh, Lord.
Yes. And I would like to read a poem, The Magic of Love, Miss Mandy, just for a second.
All right.
Love is like magic, and it always will be. For love still remains like sweet mystery. Love works in many ways that are wondrous and strange, and there is nothing in life that love cannot change. Love can transform the most common place into beauty and splendor and sweetness and grace. Love is unselfish, understanding, and kind, for it sees with heart and not with with mind. Love is the answer that everyone seeks. Love is the language that every heart speaks. Love can't be bought. It is priceless and free. Love, like pure magic, is like a mystery.
Yes.
But that's how God love is, the magic of love. Just know that you can get that love from God. Many times when I need a hug, I just lean my head to the side, Miss Mandy. I just feel that I'm resting on God's shoulder, that he's giving me that hug when I feel that I need one. And I just lean there for a second and just meditate on him. And I really
lean
feel that I'm resting on his shoulder.
Oh, yes, Lord, that is wonderful.
So just knowing that even though just you don't have that spouse next to you, you this month, Valentine's Day, just rest on God's love. Rest on his love and knowing that he will be there to comfort you and be there with you each and every day. He promised that he will never leave you or forsake you.
Amen. I receive that.
Just treat yourself with gentleness and God's love. Well, this ends our message tonight for you, and I hope that you've enjoyed it. Just knowing that God is there for you, he loves you so much. He indicates that in the 1 Timothy 5:3, honor widows that are widows indeed. He hasn't forgotten about you. He will never leave you or forsake you. And all of you are that are in Atlanta area, February 13 at 2 o'clock p.m., we will be having a Valentine get-together. And I hope that you will be in attendance and enjoy the time that we will share and knowing, letting you know that God loves you in different ways to pamper you. And I hope that you can be in attendance at this event. And others that are in other cities and states, find time with your friends and family. And if someone asks you to go out to dinner, go to a movie, or whatever during this love month, enjoy yourself. It is okay. It's okay to spend time with others or with a friend, and enjoy yourself. Live life because and treat yourself with gentleness and God's love. We hope that you will have a good week. Be blessed. And just know that God's love is there for you. Just open up your heart and take and treat yourself with gentleness. All the different things that I've shared with you and Miss Mandy.
Yes.
Those things. Anything else you want to say, Miss Mandy? We've got one more minute.
Just want to say, everybody, enjoy this love month, this Valentine month. And you know, God is the center of our heart. That's the biggest love that we can get. And he will never leave us, and he can give us more fun than anybody can. Stay with Jesus, stay focused on him, and have a blessed night.
Have a great week, and be blessed.
Be blessed. Bye now.
This is my testimony, everybody. How God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words. Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when
it's genuine.
You are.
I had my share of love abuse.
Abuse
manipulated. And its strength.
Miss you. And I can't help.
And I can't help. But to give God glory. When I think about my story, oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored
me
because my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try. But it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
who abused my love. They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help it. But to give God glory today,
when I think
about all I've been through,